welcome in my old teammate and Chicago Bear great. Let's say hello to Brian Urlacher. Brian, you're on with Jim and Tom. Good to talk to you again, my friend. How's it going?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. It's been a while. Things are good. I'm out here in Arizona enjoying this weather.
Hey, Brian, first of all, the middle school rules, because, you know, I saw you on TV the other day, and I saw your book, and first of all, I'm really impressed that you've taken your personality and turned it to a level of kids that they need guidance, inspiration, and something fun to read. But who was your inspiration? Was it you, your kids, or Sean Jensen who wrote it with you?
Well, you know, Sean came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in doing something like this, and, you know, I'm not smart enough to write my own book, so Sean said that he would do all the hard work. All the writing part, you know, we'd sit down for a few hours here and there and talk about my middle school years, I guess, as you would call them, and just talk about it. And he would put it on the paper, and it turned out, I love the way the book turned out, man. It turned out so good. All my stories were in there. He took a few liberties here and there, you know, to kind of change things around, but I'm very excited with the book. My kids love it. My kids are over me. I'm not cool anymore, but I was pretty cool when the book came out, so I'm excited about that.
Well, Brian, you've always been great about setting the example. And where could the listeners, can they go and get your book? Can you give us a website or anything where they can go and get it?
Yeah, so it comes out February 17th, I think. And I think it's in Walmarts, as far as I know. We're in a bunch of Walmarts. I'm sure you can get it online. I'm so bad with doing that stuff. I'm not good with computers.
February 17th, it comes in the stores. You can get it on ebook during the whole week of Super Bowl for $4.90. And like I said, it'll be in the stores February 17th.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. I'm glad you know.
That's a good teammate right there. Way to get it done, Tom. Well, Brian, let's move on because your thoughts on John Fox, the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. Yeah. He spoke glowingly about you and wanted to reach out to you and make things right with the Chicago Bears organization. So just a little bit on John Fox and, you know, what he's meant to you, because you guys have crossed paths many times in your NFL career.
Yeah, number one, I'm a huge fan of Coach Fox. He's a great football mind. You know, he's won everywhere he went. Took Carolina to the Super Bowl. Took the Broncos to the Super Bowl. You know, just a great defensive mind. And just a good guy. You know, I think most of his players enjoy playing for him. The guys that I've known that have played for him really like playing for him. He's a player's coach. He's fun to be around. And I met him, I want to say, 10, 12 years ago at Jay Glazer's wedding. We were both there watching that little turd get married. So I met him there for the first time. And then, of course, played against them in Carolina. And then never maybe 1 year we played against them. But a ton of respect for the man. I think it's a great thank you for the Broncos for getting rid of him, because it worked out great for the Bears.
All right, now that you're done, I got a hypothetical scenario for you. So your first 2 years, your middle 2 years, or your last 2 years, the Bears hire a coach and they say, hey, Brian, we want to change you a 34 defense. After all your experiences in the middle, where would you fit best in the 34 defense, on the inside or the outside?
I still think the inside. I know from what I've seen out of 34, the inside guys make a bunch of tackles. They still make a lot of plays because they're covered up most of the time. You can get a big guy in the middle to run the nose, much like Vince Wilfork does there in New England, and just take up two or three blockers and let those middle guys run. But I know it's a lot more two-gapping than a 4-3, at least the one I played in. I know, so the linebackers have a little more responsibility in the run game. But, I think the middle will be the best spot for me, though.
Well, for Bears fans that are out there listening to this, Brian, in your experiences, and how long does it take to install? Coverage is coverage, so I don't think you worry about the back four. But in terms of the front seven, how long would it take to install?
You know, I think the number one thing is terminology, getting used to the terminology, because you get ingrained to a system where you know, like we did with Lovie system for all those years. It was the same terminology for, you know, 7, 8, 9 years there. So I think the number one thing is learning new terminology, and then gaps and, you know, schemes where you fit. You know, now with the new rules, the guys don't have as much time in the offseason to learn either. So, you know, the time is cut down. I would say probably 2 full years to get to know a defense inside and out. I mean, I feel like that's how long it took me for Lovie's. My second year, I was better than my first. But after year two, you know, we had that defense down pretty well.
You know, the terminology that they put everybody in the right place is one thing. But, you know, a lot of times we can have someone said, oh, I'm a 3-4 coach. But most of the time you watch them on tape, it looks like they're running a 4-man line and stuff. So how long does that generation take? Is that part of the terminology? Or is there specifics you have to learn when you start morphing your front from one to the next?
You know, I think most of the time you see them in 4-3, it's all nickel. I think third down is going to be simple. Not simple, but easier to learn because it's still kind of a 4-3 for most defenses. They take that linebacker off and put the defensive end or turn the linebacker to a DN and let him rush with his hand on the ground. So that's very similar to what most teams do. But, you know, the Bears have good personnel, I think, for a 4-3. You look at Shea and what he can do at the outside linebacker. If they, you know, if he gets a chance to stay there, I think he'd be a good 3-4 guy. They've got some guys I think that would be good. Even Jared standing up on the edge sometimes. You know, they got some guys. Willie Young, I think, would be a great outside linebacker in a 3-4. So I think they have the personnel, you know, right. They don't have to adjust a whole lot right now to make that happen.
Well, Brian, we've seen great success in both. I mean, just look at Super Bowl 49. I mean, Seattle runs a 4-3, New England a 3-4 team. And Seattle has dominated. You saw how they played Aaron Rodgers in that last game. They got down the red zone 5 times and turned away with 5 field goals.
They're unbelievable. You know what separates them? I think their speed. They're so fast, and they don't think out there. They don't have to think. They know what they're doing every play. It's simple for them, which allows them to play fast. They're physical. Their guys up front play fast. Bobby Wagner gets them all lined up. I'm a huge fan of his, by the way. I think he's had a great season. Kind of an underrated guy on that defense. But they just get to the football, and they get there, and they punish people.
Brian, were you surprised when you saw the New England Bears game coming off of the bye week and you just saw the explosiveness of New England? Do you expect them to be that explosive against New England, or was it, like the rest of us, was it frustrating watching it because of what New England was doing?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have any answers for what they were doing, you know. And like you said, the bye week, you usually come off there and you're prepared, you're ready to play. But you know, New England's they didn't do it just for the Bears; they do it to a lot of teams. You know,
yes.
They get going, they get on offense and defense, and they're tough to stop. They just get to rolling, and they put up a lot of points really quick. You know, it seems like things start rolling their direction. They get turnovers, they get touchdowns on defense, and they're tough to stop.
Well, for both you guys, I was over at the Seattle Seahawks hotel today, and I talked to Pete Carroll, and for the first time, the officials, Brian and Tom, they've got new signals for eligible players and ineligible players. And Brian, I want to know your defensive perspective, because this will be the first time ever that these officials in the big game, imagine this, the biggest game of the season, that there's going to be new signals for defensive players to get guys lined up. One, Brian, I want you to touch on this. How do you get it organized on defense as a defensive captain? And can you pay attention, one, to the coach on the sideline, what you're hearing in your helmet, plus looking at the officials to make sure the defense is lined up for whatever personnel grouping New England's going to be throwing in on the field?
Yeah, that's hard as a defensive guy, because you see guys coming in, and the hard thing they did was they reported an eligible receiver as ineligible. So they covered him up, so he was ineligible. That was hard. But as a defensive guy, you try to figure out who's eligible right away, who's on the line, who's covered up, who's not covered up. If you reported, usually when I played, I never heard who's reported or not reported. I rarely ever heard that. You could usually tell by which receivers were covering them up on the end of line scrimmage. But as a middle linebacker in our team, I would check cover two. If we got confused at all, we went to zone coverage. Everyone knew what they were doing. Because if you get manned, you got some issues, because you don't know who's eligible, who you got to cover, and who's going to be releasing. So you go to cover two. If they release, you cover them. If they don't, you don't worry about it. So I think the simplest thing to do is put yourself in the zone coverage and just get that down over with and get to the next one.
Hey, Brian, forgetting about all coverages, I think this game might come down to the middle linebackers in some sense. If you look at the running back by committee that New England will provide, or else one running back, Lynch, as a middle linebacker, what gets you better into the game, where you're going against one guy, or, you know, there could be two or three or four coming at you?
I prefer one guy. You know, I wouldn't prefer it be Marshawn Lynch, but I think it's just easier to prepare when you got one guy in there. You know, you can watch film on the way he runs his routes, the way he blocks, if he cuts, if he stays high. Just, you know, maybe his tendencies, you get a better feel for what he's doing. You got a couple guys in there, and they got Vereen, they got Blunt, they got Gray. They got a bunch of guys who do different things. They're a good mix right there, I think. You got Blunt for the power, and the other two are pretty quick guys. So I would rather have one guy, I think.
Well, I've been taking a poll with former players and coaches, and I'm amazed. A lot of them are picking the Seattle Seahawks. Tom, I asked him earlier. He's taking Seattle. Who are you picking in the big game, Super Bowl 49?
I'm still on board with the Seahawks. I picked them last year to beat Denver, and I picked them in the preseason to win again this year. I just think they're so good on defense. And with Russell Wilson, I know he had a tough game last week, but they still won that game somehow. So I like them. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. They stop the run as well as anybody. And when the receivers catch the ball, they punish them. I don't see that being any different on Sunday.
Yeah, I think Brady, a stationary target, gives Seattle an advantage. Yeah. Hey, the middle school rules of Brian Urlacher. Brian, we're all impressed back here in Chicago that you've written this book. And I know it's going to be fun to tease you about a little bit. And I know, you know, your brothers and sisters, they're all involved. How are those guys reacting to it?
My sister said she liked it. So she read it today. She said she likes it. That's good. You know, I think it's came off very well, very, very well with everyone. I've got a bunch of good compliments. I was actually surprised with the feedback I've gotten because it kind of surprised me how fast everything happened with the book. And I've gotten great feedback from people, family, friends, just awesome feedback. People want to, you know, I think it's good for to have a kid's chance to relate maybe how it was for a professional athlete when he was a kid because it wasn't easy. You know, everyone has their troubles when they're kids. And maybe to kind of get that out there and let people know that it wasn't always perfect for me when I was a kid.
Well, you know, Brian, it's also a reflection of how much people have respect for you. So I really appreciate you coming on and can't wait to see you in the Chicagoland area again.
Well, Brian, thanks, before we let you go, yeah, it's a reflection. You're not going soft. You got a big heart, and you're giving good guidance, no doubt about that. Last thing before we let you go, Brian, and John Fox talked about this, about reaching out to you and being involved in the Bears organization. Are you open and receptive to that, Brian?
I've never had it. I've said this before, and people think I have an issue. I don't have any issue with the Bears organization. I love the McCaskies. I have a ton of respect for them. George McCaskey and I still talk regularly. My only issue was Phil Emery. You know, I didn't like Phil. We didn't get along very well, and he's gone. So I just think that John was making it clear that it would be comfortable for me. You know, it'd be easier for me to come back around now because I could be more comfortable. You know, I wouldn't go in there before because I just didn't feel comfortable. Now I can go back. I can see the equipment guys, the trainers, the video guys. You know, the video guys. I was always hanging out with them.
What about my dog, Ernie?
Yeah, oh, Ernie, how is Big Ernie?
Ernie's doing great.
The other day, I saw Frenchie the other day at the pet store. I was thinking about Big Ernie, but you know, just get a chance to go back in the building and see the people that I spent 13 of my years with there and hang out with them and talk with them again and feel comfortable doing that.
Well, they've been 13 great years, and I'm sure that everybody would love to hear that, Brian. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks,
good
Brian.
Luck on the book. Congratulations on the book, and hopefully we talk to you down the road.
Thanks, guys. See you later.